Yes, I'm very happy for that because I spent 40 years of my life thinking how to treat patients with Ebola virus. So this is the achievement of my life. We carry out clinical trials with four molecules to try to treat patients infected by Ebola virus. We started this clinical trial in November, and now we have enrolled more than 600 patients. And the independent group of scientists who follow this study give us the first results of this trial, and they find that two of the four drugs are potentially very active against Ebola.
So before we go into the details of that, can you just explain, just in very simple terms, what it does to the Ebola virus in the body, for example?
Yes, this is the monoclonal antibodies, the specific antibodies to neutralize the virus. So if somebody is infected and you give these monoclonal antibodies, the virus will be neutralized, so that the symptom will disappear and the patient feel better.
And how long does
So
that
this is
take?
you give just a perfusion of 1 hour. 1 hour, just one perfusion of 1 hour, and the treatment is finished.
Is it administered as an injection, for example? Is that what you
And
do?
yes, we call that, we call the perfusion. Yes, it's an injection, intravenous injection.
And
Yes.
this is for someone who actually has Ebola, that you give them that injection and within an hour they begin to exhibit symptoms of a cure.
Yeah, the symptom will disappear. And when the patient comes early, it is better than if the patient came very late after the beginning of the symptoms.
This is a breakthrough.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is very important because, as you know, Ebola has no cure, no vaccine. So this is the biggest news of this year.
The biggest news of this year. So, are we talking then that the people who may be exposed to the Ebola virus in a place like the DRC could actually have this injection and not have to worry again about contracting it?
No. The monoclonal antibody is only to treat, not to prevent. So we must be vigilant to avoid any contact with the body fluid from patient and so on. But it is only to treat. If you have a sick person, you can save this person with the injection of the monoclonal antibodies. But this is not the prevention. This is not the prevention.
So once a person is infected with the Ebola virus and they get this shot of this molecule, do they get cured for life or can they recontract Ebola later on down the line?
As I said, this is not a vaccine. It will not protect it for life, just to cure the disease. I think after 1 week or 2 weeks, the antibodies will disappear in the blood. It will not immunize, but only to treat the virus.
What
So, yes.
impact do you think this is going to have on the Ebola situation in, for example, the DRC?
Oh, the impact is enormous because in this outbreak here in Nord Kivu, we have resistance of the population because they consider treatment center like a place to die. So if they see people who go there and come back to the family, to the community because of the efficacy of the treatment, they will not hide their patients at home. They will bring the patient to the hospital. So this is very important to break the chain of transmission.
And how soon will this be available?
For the moment, we have sufficient doses, so we can treat as many as possible patients in the treatment center.